This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Smile. Happy times are here. For many people, having a vacation is the epitome of summertime. It's just the weather as much as anything else. I find that I'm not worried about vacations. I just like to be warm.
Well, the traveling, I think, aren't there studies about that it's actually good for your health to take a vacation every so often, whether it's once a year or once every other year?
Yeah, take a time. Go do something different.
Yeah.
I think that's really the point. Excuse me. Doing the same thing all the time is not good. That's one of the reasons I think I thrive, is because I do so many different things in my life. And so maybe that's why I don't feel like I need a vacation. I need to see my family, and I need to be in the atmosphere that they're in, like they feel like they need to in the summertime and during holidays come see me. But we see each other, given the fact that there's a great distance between us, it isn't like there's really a great distance between us. And I thank the, as much as I'm critical about those damn devices, I love FaceTime. Last night I spent Miles, my grandson from my daughter Megan, was absolutely determined for me to see him in his new bathtub, because they moved to a new house and they have this, this is a sort of a jacuzzi, you know, those bathtubs that have the jets in them and the water comes out, and he, "Gramps, you gotta see this." So he takes his clothes off and jumps into the tub. And, of course, at that age, they're happy now to have you see all of them. They want, look at this. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of fun that he's...
Well, because that hasn't been really...
wiped away.
Yeah, they haven't been shamed for anything.
No.
Or they haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And there's a certain amount of confidence I see in him. I said to Megan, it's really every time I talk to him, which is a couple times a week, we have some FaceTime. He's changed so much so quickly. He's like a rail. He's getting tall, and he's growing, and so his body can't keep up with the stretch. You know what I mean? And he's had this summer already great experiences running around. He's very active, and he also likes to stimulate his brain. So he's had some camps and made new friends, and he just runs from one thing to the next. Maybe that he got that from me, but he's just having a great time. And the reason that I say that is because that's part of the reward that we have as we travel around. And summertime is a great time for you to travel around and enjoy the other people that you love, people that are in your family. And especially as we were talking about this last night, how much more confident he is than he was, let's say, a year ago. He was not socially backward, but he just was shy. And now he's not really. And I think part of that is because he's been out and exposed to so many different situations. I think that's the thing that you can do. And it isn't all about money. It's about what you know, it isn't that it costs money, because a lot of these things don't cost a lot of money. It's just if you have the interest and take the time to read and see what's available. There are all kinds of programs available here in my town of Framingham. I know a friend of mine brings her daughter to the Parks Department. Has ongoing every week. There's a different sort of thing a couple of dozen youngsters, certain ages, take advantage of. And I think this is sort of what your public treasury is supposed to be used for, isn't it? To give people, you've got all these resources, like in Framingham is Bowditch Field. It's used for the football games in the high school. It's used for all kinds of local events and the summer camp experiences that youngsters are having. A lot of them are being held there. And so it's cool. And many of the counselors, remember when you went to camp and the counselors were were college kids, and you looked up to them, and you thought it was, wow, isn't it cool that so-and-so is my camp counselor? Did you have that experience, Jay?
I didn't really do camp stuff,
oh, didn't
but
you? Oh, okay.
I do recall that feeling of being younger and looking at high school age teens or college teens and just thinking that they were so adult and so cool and so accomplished and all of this stuff, and people in their 20s were like full-on adults, and they had their stuff together. And 30-year-olds, oh, my gosh, they are like the epitome of adulthood. They know everything.
Yeah.
And then you get there, and you're like, oh, they had us fooled. Now it's our turn to fool the other one.
Right. Yes. Now it's, Megan went to a camp for 4 years, and then she became a counselor for another 3 years, and she loved it. And meanwhile, Brendan, my son, couldn't stand being at camp. He didn't take a... He went to one camp one summer for 1 week, and he didn't... he never took a poop. He didn't go to the bath. He didn't take a shower. He just didn't want to do any of it.
Too out of his element.
Wasn't happening. Yeah, it wasn't for him. One of the great places to go for camp I have found... I remember both of the children went to a camp up in Vermont. And it's funny how, you know, things sort of all collide. Last weekend I drove through Vermont to go up to New York to pick up a piece of farm equipment. And on the way back, I was thinking how wonderful, what a beautiful state. It was sunny and warm, and I loved stopping. I took the long road home so I could see all the farms. And then the next day they got walloped by this tropical storm. They haven't had anything up there like that for years and years and years. So you keep seeing all the national news focusing on the weather in Vermont and what happened, how they got slammed, and how they weren't really ready for it. And so the evaluation of El Nino is going on and what that's doing and how the golden... You know, I continue to rail. Maybe I should stop doing this, Jay. Maybe you have to counsel me because I'm so tired of this nonsense about global warming and how it takes over everything. And people say, oh, my God. Like, what are you going to really do about it? You're not going to... Electric car isn't going to stop what's going on. Pretty much nothing that we do. I don't mean...
It's happening anyway. That's just
it is.
How Earth is moving. But at
right.
the same time, we as humans don't need to progress anything. And this isn't really a global warming situation, but the conversation we had on the beaches, where there were just so many... So much trash left on what was
awful.
It, in Utah, I think it was, one of the beaches just had so much trash. And it's one of those things of like, okay, maybe we can't do a lot to reverse things, but we can stop the fast progression. Maybe we can do a little bit to slow it down, and in our own neighborhood, in our own corner, like pick up your own trash. Maybe you don't have to just drive around aimlessly. You don't need an electric vehicle because, let's be honest, the pollution that puts out just to create those electric vehicles, but maybe just don't go cruising all the time. Do something else. Ride your bike instead. If you are going somewhere where it's not too far away and the conditions are right, it's not crazy hot or pouring rain and you have safety, ride your bike. Go for it.
Yeah. I think that's one of the great things about the summer. The water temperatures are getting warmer. It's fun to be in the lakes and that sort of thing. So to speak, but because it is hot, and you're trying to find ways to cool down, there's a new paint, a new super white paint that has been created that actually reflects the sun's rays back into space. And this is what's being used on a lot of new buildings. They have this new, I'm finding this out because I'm involved in this development to sort of save this farm in my neighborhood. And we have these, what they call the stretch code, which is a way of making the home less vulnerable to heat and to cold. So you have insulation, and we're looking at whether we want to do just use cement, because that's one of the new things. You can put an 8-inch cement wall up or a 12-inch cement wall up, and then the house is built around it. But the frame, it doesn't need to be framed per se. Everything's built around the concrete. So the outside looks like a regular stick-built house. The inside is like a regular stick-built house, but yet it isn't. And one of the things that it does is keep the house cool in the summer. You ever notice when you go to the cellar of your house in the summertime, how cool. It's much cooler down there than it is in the rest of the house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because cold air is heavier. Cold air falls, hot air rises. Mm-hmm. That's why it's always so much hotter when you go upstairs.
Yeah, and because it's this sort of an insulation and the ground gets cooler the deeper you go into it, that also helps. So it really is, I think this is a great, I'm learning so much doing this project. I am really learning a whole lot about how things work. And it's wonderful. It's great. Great for the brain.
Oh, yeah. That's been really fascinating.
Yep. All right. So there are some things showing up this week. I was talking earlier about the support that's waning for DeSantis and maybe the support has been waning for Trump. I know a lot of you Trumpers think that's blasphemy that I say that, because nobody else on the radio dares to say that. Well, I don't know about daring. It just is the way that it is. And we're going to talk in terms of what is our preference. I would like to see somebody who's new, different, whether it be a Republican or a Democrat, who's not towing the same party line, who's not looking to find curry favor, if you will, with the same bunch and saying the same thing over again. Oh, I don't dare say anything bad about Trump. That's what a lot of people... There was an examination in one of the trades about talk radio and what hosts there that aren't identified, for good reason, who don't dare to think differently or think out of the box or proclaim something that's not about Trump because of the fanaticism of people who will say, I'm never going to, there have been protests at radio stations who carry programs that are not supportive of Trump. What the hell's going on here? The whole business of free speech, you're going to shut down a radio station because there isn't enough support for Trump. Are you kidding? And I think that's the reason that the case, people are looking askance at what the Republicans are putting up in terms of Biden. Do I think Biden is a good president? No, I think he's a horrible, he's a disgrace. Do I think his son is a good guy? No, I think his son is a crook and a slime wad. But to continue with, there's nothing new here. To continue to pound away with the same old, doesn't get you any place. And I think that's why the case against Biden is fizzling, because they keep hammering away. It's the same as the other stuff about just keep hammering away, say the same thing over and over again, and it's boring as all get out. So, having said that, I think I'll take a break. 18 past the hour.
Reynolds.
GMC has released the beast, the new 2024 GMC Hummer EV Omega Edition. This thing looks big and mean, and it clocks 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds. Imagine driving this on the tollway. I absolutely love the exclusive new Neptune Bluematic exterior. Actually, I can't think of anything I don't like about this vehicle. It includes an extreme off-road package, black exterior badges, transparent sky panels, 18-inch gloss black beadlock capable wheels with a carbon flash trim ring, plus the pickup version can blow out your eardrums with a multi-pro tailgate audio speaker system by Kicker. Have I sold you yet? You gotta get a reservation for the Omega Edition though. It'll be available in the first half of 2024. Check out my articles on carpro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with carpro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, carpro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
Took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey, carpro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bum, ba, da, ba, da, ba, dum, bum, bum. Okay, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Why is your favorite brand taking a social media break? This is the social... this damn allergies, man, I'll tell you. I'm kidding. Hey.
They're not going to quit. Not until winter arrives. That's why I like winter so much more.
Not me. I'd rather have the allergies than have the warm weather. Anyway, so social media stuff, the things that we talk about here in this portion of the program every hour, we have our Facebook, Instagram, and Thread account at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. But a lot of people are looking at social media askance, if you will. And maybe the launch of Threads... maybe that marked a, this is something that people have run into. We were talking about this with James. They just signed up and they don't know what they're signing up for. They don't know what's there. So there's Twitter. There are other things out there that I've never heard of Blue Sky. What's Blue Sky? Is that the same kind of stuff as Twitter? And why isn't it?
I'm not familiar with Blue Sky. There's another one. What is it? Mastodon. And we always talk about the main ones. The meta-owned ones, Facebook, Instagram, you have Twitter, the one that most people do not like, TikTok, but those are the main ones that are always in the news. And then of course Threads right now because it's the new one, but there really are so many others that just...
How much time do you have to devote to this stuff? How much time in your life? I don't have time for even learning how to do some of these things with the tools that we have. My partners tease me because I don't know how to do certain things using the devices. I certainly don't have time to be going back and forth sharing gossipy things. Maybe I use these tools to be close to my family, doing FaceTime and stuff like that, but that's it. I don't have, who has the time?
Well, but for brands, they have actually hire people on, but they don't just hire people on to this stuff. They have full-on divisions that are dedicated solely to social media engagement and the advertising and all of that and the content creation. And a lot of brands are finding that, and not only brands, but influencers as well are finding that you don't have to be on all of the social media platforms. Just pick one and then make that primary focus. Because most people, whether or not they're on those social media platforms, things get shared across platforms. You don't have to, well, with Instagram you kind of do, but for a lot of things, you don't have to be logged in to see the content. And And so you can just pick one, stick with it, whatever it is that is driving your most traffic, go for that one. Don't separate everything out. Mm. And some are even finding that the algorithms, well, we've known this for years, the algorithms are not very beneficial to any brands. They want to put more of a focus on the human-to-human relationship, not the business-to-human yeah. relationship or the business-to-consumer relationship. So a lot of brands' content, you have to pay to play. You have to pay into the advertising to even be seen by a lot of people.
You know, I wonder, as somebody who does a lot of social media here for me and for us on the program, if you were going to hire somebody to do social media, it's one of the conundrums that we have, the companies doing the developing things on my farm. I've never, ever been satisfied. I've said this to you. Even the radio stuff, I don't know that I'm satisfied because I don't feel like we have coverage everywhere. You just said something that's pretty interesting, that you don't really have to pick one and use it. But so I picked Facebook, and then people say to me, well, you're not on Instagram, you're not on Twitter, and so I don't know. They've picked Twitter, or they've done what we were talking about, pick one. Mm-hmm. But what happens if they don't pick the same one that you do, and you want to have their business, or you want to have their attention? Then what?
They can still see your content. They don't have to have their own login or username or anything. Aside from Instagram, which you can see images, you can't really see what the context is, but you can just go to the actual website.
Yeah. All right. Well, see, I learned something, and so did a lot of the audience. Thank you. 28 after.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion. Biden said the alliance is now stronger and more energized than ever with the recent addition of Finland and imminent membership of Sweden. Biden earlier on Wednesday held a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to appeal a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal last night with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on Microsoft's $69 billion merger with Activision Blizzard. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys. It's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Yes. Blast off into summertime.
Girl.
Where the living is easy. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Welcome to the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner.
Hi.
Careful. Hi. That's nice to hear that. Hi.
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 Hi. Hi. Are you Wella Wella today?
Wella Wella. I mean, my lungs, they're going to be shot for some time. Pneumonia will do that to you. But otherwise, I am feeling really very well. Thank you.
That is good news. And so there's some other good news, too. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. These gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. Now, I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is. Cause
no.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians bury large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found them. There's gold in that there land. So here we go. Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money in the land, or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins.
Yeah.
That meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, so you could get one of those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach, or they go around.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. The gold for people who are married is to stay in the relationship and do well by it, to do good things and to be well in the marriage. And a lot of people wish for all kinds of things in a marriage. I would be the first to tell you I'm certainly no expert on marriage, having only been married once and it was a miserable failure. Perhaps that's why I've stayed away from it. Maybe that isn't the smartest psychological thing to have done. I've come close to being married a number of times again, but it just didn't work, didn't feel right, for whatever the reason. So there are different ways of separation, though, I'm finding. And I was talking to a friend of mine who doesn't particularly like her husband, and I'm not sure how much he likes her, but they want to stay together for various reasons, children, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So they have decided not to sleep together anymore. And some are calling this sleep divorce. One wonders if you and your marriage are headed for a sleep divorce. A lot of people, there's a survey from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, shows that a lot of Americans are getting this sleep divorce because what it is sleeping separately from your partner.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to specify this, because it sounds like there's two different things. Like with your friends who are kind of, it seems like they're separating without actually separating.
Yeah.
When you say they're no longer going to sleep together, it kind of sounds like they're not going to be doing the hibbity-dibbity.
Maybe.
Which probably. But yeah, the sleep divorce thing where my husband and I have pretty much done this our entire relationship. We have separate bedrooms. And then our last house, we had a shared bedroom, but he still slept in the guest bedroom. And that's in large part because we keep different hours.
Mm-hmm.
I had a morning start job where he had an overnight job.
Right.
And it was just one of those things. It was just easier. I do not like having any lights on or TV. He has to listen to the TV as he falls asleep. And he's partially deaf, so that TV is loud.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Handy for him if he's partially deaf.
Excuse you, sir?
Yeah, okay. The nominees are in for television's biggest night. Good luck if you're trying to plan a schedule around that, because it looks like not only the writers are on strike, but the actors are going to go out on strike pretty soon, too. The Television Academy, however, has announced the nominations for the Emmy Awards, and Succession led the pack with a total of 27 nods. I wish I had... I sort of would go in and out of Succession trying to figure out what was going on, and if you didn't get at it early on or spend some time, invest some time in figuring out what was going on, it wasn't an easy sell. But all of this stuff... So the last year and a half, I really get into it, and I found myself fascinated by the female lead. I thought that she really was the glue of the program in many respects. And she wasn't a good person at all. She was interesting to look at and to listen to. Her mannerisms were fabulous. She's an Australian actress named Susie Snoop, I think is her name, something like that. But she, for me, made this television show really worthwhile. But there are so many things about it. 27 different nominations? Wow. For one show?
Yeah.
And then there's The Last of Us that got 24. The White Lotus got 23. I don't understand The White Lotus. I have not watched The Last of Us. What I did see of it didn't appeal to me. And James explained earlier the reason for that, because it's not me. It's not for me. It's not a show that I'm going to be interested in. White Lotus, the female lead, that woman from Boston who is a hot potato. What the heck is her name? The actress who
I love her. Why am I blanking on her name right now?
She's this real sex bot.
Yeah.
Very
Jennifer
interesting
Coolidge.
Character. Mm-hmm. Coolidge, that's it, right. Yep. So she's an interesting way of getting into it. But Ted Lasso also. Why did they stop producing that? That got 21 nominations, by the way.
Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
I thought they were that show stopped? I thought that one was still going on.
I think that was in the last season. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's something that is an ongoing conversation. The conversation about the controversies, not regarding the show, but whether they're going to have the show. It's supposed to be on in September, but if the writers go, well, the writers are on strike.
Yeah.
Now, if the actors go on strike, who's going to show up?
That's
right?
A good question. Well, the Tony Awards were supposed to not be televised, and then they got an exemption approval to go ahead and move forward with it. But with SAG-AFTRA, negotiations officially fell through, and now the board is going to be voting to see whether or not they are officially going to move to strike.
Well, I see that, and there's so many things that you can watch on television. I find myself, I might spend an hour. At the end of the day, I've had, like, it's 9 or 9:30 before the day ends, and I might want a little something to eat. I'll sit in front of the television and watch some of my favorite shows, or I'll go to Grit, which is an old network of cowboy shows, old cowboy movies and stuff. And some of them I've seen before, and it's been a long time since I saw them. Others I haven't seen for a long time. Some of the stories are cool. Some of the actors are great. If they get into the business of the Indians and all the Indians are bad Indians, which was part of some of the clang in the 50s and 60s, then I just turn it off because I'm not into that. But I do some of the stories, the old stories and the old actors. It's kind of fun to watch that, but that's just me unwinding for an hour or so, and then I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, the delivery. I feel like 50s and 60s kind of movies, they have also, in their, like, I love watching Doris Day movies.
Yeah.
The delivery in those lines are just so pointed and have almost a melodic kind of beat in the delivery. Mm-hmm. They're great to watch.
It's fun. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, here's a celebration to appeal to everybody. As you know, I'm a big fan of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration and the NASA website. This is hard to believe. We mark this week one full year since the first images taken by the Webb Space Telescope became public. Right? Look at the things. It seemed like 5 minutes ago this thing was launched. And now, looking at the images, press releases this week to note that this is the first year anniversary, had some new pictures of what we're seeing that's 300, now it's 390 light years away from the Earth. We can't even imagine. There's no way our brain wraps itself around this. The cloud complexity of looking into the history of the universe, because that's what you're looking at. Most of this stuff hasn't existed. Most of the things that the picture, and this is, what do you mean? How can this be? Most of the pictures that are coming back are of things that were gone literally billions of years ago. Stars, planets, solar systems, galaxies don't exist anymore, and yet we have pictures of them. How can that be? Our mind, again, can't wrap itself around this stuff. And so for those of you who are deniers, or you think UFOs or you know, something that exists only in a comic book, you are really out to lunch. Because there's no way you can even begin to imagine what's there. These dust clouds that the Webb telescope has been peering into way out in the cosmos so far away, 390 light years away. Do you know what that means in terms of light years? Light travels at, what is it, the speed of sound is 180 feet per second, I think, isn't it? Is that, am I right remembering that?
I think that sounds about right. I will not correct you otherwise.
Well, it just is, what I'm saying is, maybe it's redundant. It just is so amazing that we have this sort of thing and we can watch it.
Well, even just thinking that some of the stars we see when we look out into the sky, some of them don't even exist anymore, but we don't know that yet because of the way light is traveling.
Yeah.
The light is still working its way to us and to our sky view, even though it may no longer exist.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Okay, I saw some pictures yesterday of the trusses for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris being hoisted up the new roof. It's taking a long time because they're trying to recreate. It's right on the banks of the Seine River, and it's, I have fond memories of having my daughter and I having a lunch. There's a cafe right next to Notre Dame, and we sat there one spring day and had lunch. And it just, whenever I think about that cathedral and what happened to it and how it basically was destroyed, like really destroyed. So what they're doing, they've spared no expense to recreate this thing because it means so much to the French people, to make sure that it looks exactly the way it did before the fire. So that's what they're putting up there now. And it's quite an interesting thing to watch if you're able to do that. You certainly can with all the devices around and all the pictures. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Yo, babe, this one still needs to be back.
The service at Chuck's car detailing business is spotless. But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hands.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite.
Back with Dr. Ken. For those of you who are regular listeners to the Good Day program, you know that Ken is featured every week. And we also have the Good Day Health Hour on the weekend. And you can also reach him for a one-on-one at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Central Florida. Easy to get to if you don't mind spending hours at the Orlando airport. Maybe what you do is go to Sarasota. A lot easier to get in and out there. Or you drive. It's a pleasant drive. I always love just the fact that I can say Tamiami Trail. And Alligator Alley in the same sentence, getting from the southeastern corner of Florida up to Orlando. It's a great drive, and it's a great visit when you get to Dr. Ken. So keep this number handy by 352-735-1400 for Ken in his office. Have that connection, have the visit, find out what's going on. You want another opinion? Call 352-735-1400. All right, so there's a question here about people getting shots. And the focus is on the Amish population. There are 400,000 Amish, or some people say Amish. They live in Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, and they have large families. They have an average of 7 children per family. And there's a study that was done by some autism researcher that suggests that Amish children, when compared to regular American children, Amish children are not vaccinated. The Amish don't believe in vaccines. And in this particular instance, the focus was on the coronavirus vaccine and what has happened. But there are other vaccines that are in the question. I think there were 4 or 5 in the mix, Ken. The study is called Health of Amish Children. And in general, what it suggests is that Amish children do not suffer from cancer, diabetes, or autism. And the conclusion they come up with is because they weren't vaccinated. So what do you think?
Well, I think that that's not very good science because their gene pool is so inbred. So you have to study that against another gene pool and know what the real cause is. And again, correlation is not cause and effect. And you have to be able to scientifically tweeze out what the actual cause is. And so you just, more study is necessary. You're looking at a very specific genetic inbred population. And so you're not comparing this to everybody else. And the only difference here is that they did or did not get vaccinated. You follow me?
Yeah.
So you really have to do a better controlled study to come to the conclusions that you just did. Because, again, we know in good science, correlation doesn't mean cause and effect. And studying the Amish, they do a lot of other things other than just get vaccinated a whole lot less than other populations. You follow me?
I do. But I think that there is, where there is smoke, there's fire. And I agree with you. They live a very cloistered life. No question about that. But I think there have been claims like this before.
They've all been debunked that the vaccines.
Well, by whom? By people who are selling vaccine.
No. Well, let's by
yes,
in
no.
General by good science.
Who's to say that it's good or bad? I'm just playing devil's advocate, obviously.
Who's to say that it's good or bad? Well,
yeah. I mean, science
I think there's a general consensus among physicians, among medical scientists that. In fact, the study that you're referring to was retracted as for fraud that actually put this idea out there that vaccines led to.
Well, people can accuse people. I'm very capable of.
But the study was actually retracted and it went away and it was admitted to being fraud by the person who published it initially. They put that whole idea out there. So
how many other frauds do we encounter when it comes to research? It's just food for thought, I think.
I have with this conversation is that it scares people against being vaccinated. And vaccinations are probably the most important public safety advance of the 20th century that has come out.
Oh, I agree with that. For most of them, with polio and stuff like that. All right, well, there's more food for thought. Questions, good ones for Dr. Ken. It's Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken at 59 After here on Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.